In nearly a third of American heterosexual marriages, wives earn more than their husbands when both partners are working. Even though this number has been growing for years, not every couple can handle the shift in societal norms. Some hide imbalances in salaries from friends and family. Some end their relationships, learning that money is just one of their problems. Sasha Ann Simons from WAMU's Affordability Desk talked to local couples to see how they handle a change in breadwinner status.
At nearly $90,000 a year, Kalina Newman earns more than twice what her boyfriend Alex Pena makes. When she landed the job, the couple moved in together in Arlington. They split the rent in proportion to their salaries, and they divide other bills 50-50.
It's not as if I am paying for everything around the house. I'm not his sugar mama or anything.
The 22-year-olds have been together for 4 years now, and things haven't always been this smooth.
I didn't want to be, like, taking advantage of her, which is what it felt like a little bit to me. It was, like, a weird mental game where I was just like, I just want to, like, contribute as much as she does because I love her and she's amazing, and I want to show that through how much I contribute.
Pena says the couple is past that. He says his emotions got the best of him at that moment. And his feelings are common. A study published by the American Psychological Association found that in general, a man's self-esteem takes a hit when his female partner outperforms him. Women, on the other hand, are unaffected by their partner's success. Dr. Angela Snyder is a clinical psychologist in D.C.
A man can feel his ego being taking a hit when he's not the primary breadwinner. That has been the societal norm for decades. So that is a shift that can be hard.
The Census Bureau published a paper in 2018 that compared its data with tax records. The Bureau found that men tend to inflate their incomes to the census, while women lower theirs. This leads to some couples reporting the husband as the primary breadwinner, even if he's not. And this isn't limited to the census forms. Snyder says she's encountered opposite-sex couples with a female breadwinner who tend to lie to family and friends about the status. That's what one Silver Spring woman did. She was the breadwinner in her 18-year marriage that resulted in divorce. For much of that time, she says, her husband refused to work.
It wasn't so much the money. It was just having a job, you know, being responsible, you know, being the provider.
The woman shared her story with WAMU on the condition of anonymity so she could speak freely about her finances and relationship. The former couple's Nigerian upbringing, she says, added more pressure. It's expected that your husband will take care of you. And if he doesn't, you should be ashamed.
I had like a nervous breakdown. And my doctor was like, look, you need to take care of this because nothing is going to change.
That left divorce as her only option. These examples just show how sticky gender roles can be and how an income imbalance can reveal other problems in a relationship. Dr. Snyder says it's important for each member of the couple to contribute, either financially or emotionally.
How frustrating and discouraging it would be to have a partner who is not contributing in one way or another and is not living into his own purpose, whatever that might be.
So what does it take for a couple to manage a situation that's becoming increasingly common? It boils down to communication.
With any change, there are stumbling blocks and there is resistance. And that doesn't mean it's bad. It just means to me, it's an opportunity for further growth.
Be honest with yourselves about how you feel about your partner's salary. Clarify expectations and get to the bottom of it, Snyder says. Otherwise, it could cost you a lot more than money. For WAMU's Affordability Desk, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.